Virginia has a housing shortage of more than 200,000 homes, and one legislative effort, backed by a coalition of faith groups, is trying to fill that gap. A bill introduced by the General Assembly would allow local governments to create a streamlined process for faith groups and other property tax-exempt nonprofits to build affordable housing. Sheila Herlihy-Hennessy with the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says congregations run into many different roadblocks when trying to build housing on their land.
Congregations don't do this every day. A developer might do three or four big housing projects per year. Faith community might do one in a century. This is not their bread and butter. So there's a big learning curve with figuring out how to make that happen.
She says other issues include resistance from neighbors to increasing population density and zoning laws across the state that are mostly geared towards single-family housing. She adds working around those zoning laws can be arduous and time-consuming. A report by Housing Forward Virginia and the Interfaith Center finds faith-based organizations own a substantial amount of land, more than 74,000 acres, in the Commonwealth. That's double the size of Richmond. Report co-author Herlihy-Hennessy says the bill would provide the same streamlined process now used to build affordable housing to other nonprofits.
So this very explicitly says, yes, localities, you do have the authority to make the process easier for faith communities. Yes, localities, you can cut down on the NIMBYism. Yes, you can make this cost less money and move faster.
The legislation would also create a pilot program where faith communities can apply for funds to cover pre-development costs, such as feasibility studies, site plans, architects, and more. I'm Simone Perez, Virginia News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.